back here at the Child Center post-game show. Jason Swigart, Xavier Hallinan, and now very happy to be joined by head coach Shante Leggins. And I know this is one everybody wanted desperately. It was right there for you. Tie game at the final media timeout. We've been talking through the broadcast about playing this game in four-minute segments, and it was right there for you. And just those fine details, a couple of ill-timed turnovers, a couple of missed free throws from guys that are solid free throw shooters was the difference in this one.
You know, they made plays we didn't. We're getting there. We're learning how to win. You know, last game we threw up a stinker. We didn't play great. I thought they out-toughed us. I thought tonight I'm really proud of the guys' effort tonight. Again, you know, we're bouncing back. I like what we're seeing. Obviously, we want to win games. You want to do things the right way. You don't want to turn the ball over. I mean, we had 8 turnovers in the second half. That's the game right there. But the positive, we had 17 assists. Ball was moving around. You know, we held him down to offensive rebounds. And then, you know, lo and behold, he goes and gets 4 offensive rebounds in the last 4 minutes. I mean, they get the 2 points. We get the stop. He misses the shot. They get the offensive rebound. And then, you know, a team that shoots free throws really well. We go 16-22, and we miss 2 front ends of 1-1. So that's why you lose the game. And so, but there's a lot of positives there. We didn't have any offensive rebounds. We did all the things that I thought would help us win tonight. Chris Austin and Moses stepped up to the plate and had big games for us, I thought. But the turnovers, they kick your butt. And offensive rebounds, they kick your butt. And again, this is the team in progress. And I'm telling you, these guys are going to get confidence. And all those other teams in this league, they're going to lose guys and that, this, that, and the other. We're going to be good, and we're going to be dominant. And I'm telling you guys that now. I know it's a rough start. We're 11-12. We're 2-however in league. But I'm telling you, we're getting there. These teams have been together for a little bit. We're going to be there. And so, you know, I just got to keep positive with these guys because, you know, they're still young men and they're playing their hearts out. And we're not making the plays to win games. I mean, we have the ball. We turn it over. Bad ball screen coverage defense that we talked about. Get the ball out of his hands. Hits a big 3. And so those things add up, you know. First half, you know, one of our guys come over too much to help and he kicks it out. We don't want to give up those 3s. Bang for 3. Another one goes left. The left-handed guy drives it left. We have to help. Skips it. Bangs 3. So you lose by 3, and that's 6 points right there. And then the layups to the big kid. If a big kid is 10-12 from there and he can't shoot free throws, okay, we talked about not letting him get layups. He went 10-12 on layups. So those all should have been free throws. He should have had 2 field goal attempts. Everything else should have been a foul. And we didn't use our fouls right. You know, we sub in our big guys, and they need to be smarter with their fouls. And so that guy kicked our butt, and then Bouye. And so Bouye is a senior who played there for a while, and the other kid, number 25, has been in this league for a long time. And so we're learning how to win. It's a work in progress, but we're coming. And I'm telling you guys, keep with us. We're getting there. But I'm really proud of the guys' effort tonight.
Talk to us about the ball screen with Bouye coming off in a lot in the second half, going down there on Tuesday, you know, because you know we got a lot of time to look at it, change things, talk about it. What adjustments are we thinking?
Well, you want the ball out of his hands. I mean, that was our adjustment in the second half. We knew what was going to happen, and he does it every game. He's the best point guard in the league. I hate to tell anybody, but he is. And, you know, if he's not in the NBA next year, I'm lost for words because he's pretty good. I mean, it is what it is. But at the same time, you gotta make plays. And we wanted to get it out of his hands, but we failed a little bit on that. And again, that's on me. It's coaching. It's communication, I guess, to get the guys to understand it. And so we'll get there. You know, these guys gave effort tonight. I got to do a better job.
Chatting here with head coach Shante Leggins, you know, coming out and establishing things, understanding, I think it's a credit to the entire operation because we've seen a lot of great starts here in conference play, good game plans, good scouts from your staff, and the guys are able to go out and execute them early on, establishing Chris Austin on the block, taking advantage of his matchup.
Yeah, you know, the game comes down to players. You could do all this. X's and O's. The triangle didn't look too good with the New York Knicks without Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, right? So, you know, you got to go get players, and our guys stepped up and made plays today, and then they got to learn how to play together. And so, you know, that was a mismatch we had. I thought we could have got Moses a little bit more down low on the post, but we got to get him to do a better job down there. I thought we did a great job of finding those options and getting those balls inside to those guys. And, you know, we'll come back with a little bit of a better game plan to help us win this game, the next game we play them on Tuesday, which I know they'll be ready for.
Well, obviously, the hunger will be right there. Guys will have full attention here in the next 48, 72 hours. How unique is the home-and-home situation? What does it allow you to do as coaches maybe that you wouldn't be able to do if you didn't play them for 3 weeks?
Well, I was in the Big Sky, so that was my life, man. So I wasn't in a good conference before. No, it was a good conference. Don't knock it. My fault. but I wasn't in a conference like this where you have that. So this is the opportunity. This is a makeup game. And so, you know, usually they don't have these opportunities in the Big Sky. That's what it was last year. And so we got a little bit of experience with that, if you could say so. But you got to come back with a little bit better of a of an effort, of understanding what we need to do. We got to be on point. We call them scout points. And so what scout points are is we're taking away another team's strengths. And we gave a bunch of those up, especially towards the end of that half and the end of the game. So in those situations, you got to make plays to make that happen. And so we got to make sure we do a good job.
We saw Mike Meadows grimacing and know he was dealing with some back discomfort, which is always a nebulous sort of thing because it can go out on you and affect so much. I know he gutted it out there. Hopefully 48 hours for him to kind of ease up, but how difficult conditions is he playing through?
I mean, he's tough, he's a young man who wants to play. I couldn't take him out because if I did, his back would probably tighten up because he's sitting out. So you have to play the guy, and you got to give him opportunity. And I'm going to roll with him, that's my dog. And so, hey, see you later. Good job. And so I'm going to roll with him all the time. He's a tough kid. Maybe he gets that shot up at the end. Maybe it goes in, but he doesn't get it up. And there's a lot of learning lessons for him, too. But, he's playing with a tight back. I mean, he's had some injuries this season that he's fighting through. And, you don't talk about him. And you just play him through. And he's going to deal it out. And, a game where he only shoots two shots, that's not him. But you know what he did? He steadied the ship. He helped us out. He did a great job defending. We just didn't have enough guys coming over on some of these things. And that's what happens. When a guy is that good, you got to make sure everyone's involved. And we weren't too connected. So I thought he gave a great effort tonight. He was tough and played really, really hard.
We lost the game tonight. We want to see more wins. Update us with Matias' status overseas.
Yeah, man. His mother passed away. And I hope you guys pray for him. It's a sad thing. Being a mama's boy, and I lose my mom 2 years ago. I know what he's going through, but I couldn't imagine doing that at 20 years old, especially on another continent, and so that's really tough. And so, we love him to death. He's at home with his family, Portland. The University of Portland did an amazing job taking care of him, making sure they were okay. That's one thing this university does. They take care of their kids, man, and I love that about this school, and that's another thing that brought me here. And so, When Matias over there, we're just praying for him. We talk to him every now and then, but he's got two young sisters that are twins, and his dad's out there, a big-time volleyball coach. And so we were our thoughts and prayers, if you can just, put a candle up or something for him, that's going to be huge for him. We love the kid, man. And I'm impressed with how the University of Portland handled that. And I couldn't be a happier coach when that's wins and losses are tough. You go through those things, and then when you see a kid break down and doesn't have his mom for the rest of his life at age 20, it's just, or 19, it's one of the things that you just hurt for him. I got to live 38 years of mine, and so you got to cherish the moments. It's something we talked about with our team, and you just cherish the moments you have with your family and loved ones. You win and lose games. I mean, that's not going to kill you. It's not going to hurt you. It's not. I mean, you'll be disappointed, but the real thing in life is making sure you're teaching these young men how to cope with sometimes reality, because in sports you're not living in it. You're getting to travel and do all these fun things, and then reality hits sometimes, and some people ain't prepared for it. And just pray for him. We should have him back here. He's going to his mother's funeral, and we should have him back here on the 8th or 9th. I believe it's the 9th. And so, he's got to get used back to everything and get moving. But we're with him no matter what. I just feel so bad for the young man, just because all the things I had to go through with my mother, and I get it. And anybody who's lost a family member or anything, somebody close to him, it's really tough, and to do it at such a young age is even harder. So,
and I know he'll be welcome back with open arms when he is able to return. But yeah. I know you guys are getting set to take care of the guys, get them ready for Tuesday at the Hilltop. It's a fun place. It's a fun barn to go play in.
High school gym.
And good atmosphere there. And so we look forward to it. Coach, thanks for your thoughts here this evening, and look forward to going back and serving it up to them on their home court on Tuesday.
That's the plan. We're going to go in there with a lot of bravado. And I'll also give well wishes to Haley, our point guard for the women's team. I don't know how bad her injury is, but pray for her. Let's hope she comes back healthy. We hear some good news, okay? Go Pilots.
There you go. Head coach Shante Leggins, kind enough to stop by.